Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In The Two Towers by J.R.R. Tolkien, he has a scene at the end of a long battle. The battle is done, good guys have won, but they go to face the evil wizard, whose main power is essentially temptation. They come up to him, the band of heroes, they knock on the door, and the evil wizard tries to tempt them, break their band apart, and one last effort. He speaks to the hobbits, little 3-foot-tall people, and tempts them to inferiority. What are you even doing here? You shouldn't be in this battle, you're nothing. And the hobbits believe him. They say, we should just run away, this is pointless. He tempts the wizard and the elf, and he tempts them to rivalry, saying, your people hate each other. Why are you pretending to be friends? You should just stop and leave now. What are you doing? And they believe him. And then he lastly tempts the good wizard, Gandalf, and says, you are so much superior to these other minor creatures. You could beat me, you could beat all of us. Why are you even here? You should leave and rule everyone. Temptation to pride. And the next entire paragraph is 3 words. And Gandalf laughed. This is the joy of humility. Gandalf goes on to say just the utter joy he has in his friendship, and what he has is so much better, and how little he is. We all know humility is real. It's the truth. We all know humility is good for us, and we should do it. But humility is not just good for us. It is our joy. Humility is recognizing the truth of who I am before God, and we have to do that because it's good for us. Because also to know who I am before the Lord is our utter joy. Humility, as C.S. Lewis puts it, is not thinking of myself less, but thinking less often of myself. Humility is simply becoming outward focused. I'm no longer preoccupied with myself, my own tiny little self world, but it's focused outward on the other. And the coming out of oneself, the ecstasy, is our joy. This can happen in any situation. In our littleness, we fail miserably. We recognize I'm small, I'm little, and before God, I'm a creature. I'm okay. This can happen even in our sinfulness, our greatest littleness. In our gospel today, the righteous one is a tax collector because he's not focused on himself, but he's truly praying before God, saying, be merciful to me. After we've sinned, of course we go to confession. But our sin, according to St. Maximilian Kolbe, can actually become a kind of slingshot. Where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. So in our sin, it's an opportunity for humility to look outside myself and say, Lord, I need you this bad. I can't look at myself because there's nothing here to rely on. All I can rely on is you. And that is an absolutely blessed place to be. And the Lord can pick us up from there. The Lord exalts the humble, but he humbles the exalted. Saint Therese of Lisieux herself has a beautiful way of putting this. She had great desires for sanctity, but says the mountain of holiness is too difficult to climb. So instead of giving up, instead of saying it's too hard, I'm not going to make it, she was all the more sure she would. She said, Lord, you pick up the lowly, you pick up the humble, so I have to become littler. I have to be a child, I have to be humble, so you will not be able to resist picking me up and putting me on the mountain. Instead of climbing, instead of playing the dumb game of pride, oh, I have to be better, I have to be more, I can't fail, I have to do it all myself. Instead of that, she breaks the game and says, I'm so little, I'm just a child, and that's exactly why I know for a fact God will pick me up and put me on the mountain. God exalts the humble. If we humble ourselves, become little, become lowly, we will actually reach greater heights because the Lord himself will pick us up. It's an act of faith, but God is trustworthy. If we humble ourselves and we quit playing the game of pride, if we just embrace the joy that God has for us and looking outside of ourselves and looking at the Lord, he'll take care of us. We can think of him, he'll think of us. We just need to look at him, he'll look at us. Lastly, St. Maximilian Kolbe teaches us how to deal with humility in our sin. St. Therese of Lisieux teaches us how to deal with our humility in our just smallness. The greatest saint to teach us about humility is, of course, Mary, our Blessed Mother. Jesus kind of stole the line from Mary today. And the gospel, he exalts the lowly, and the lowly, the exalted are lowered. He stole that from Mary in the Magnificat. He has looked with favor on his lowly servant. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, but has lifted up the lowly. The poet Jessica Powers has a poem called The Pool of God. Mary is simply the pool, the water that's become so still, so humble, you don't even see water anymore. It reflects the sky and the sun so much, it's become the heavens. She's become the sun herself because she isn't even there anymore. She's just a reflection of God. It is our greatest joy to become nothing. Become so unnoticed because God is just reflected in all that we do. All you angels and saints, Mary, Queen of our hearts, pray for us that we might become little, lowly, and humble, focused and reflecting the glory of God for the sake of joy.